To say it's been a crazy few years would be an understatement. We live in an ever-changing world, one constantly challenging people to their very core. It is because of this we aim to create assuredness in an uncertain world. Welcome to the Project Renew podcast, a show for nurses and angels looking to help nurses and anyone in search of a little motivation. Let's bring you and your passion back to where you were when you first started out. Let's reignite that fire together. This is the Project Renew podcast. Let's get right into it. Please welcome your host, Yona Bryan.
Post COVID pressures. Let's talk about it. As the pandemic is recent, not much research has been done on the long-term effects of COVID pressure on nurses and on hospitals. What we do know is that on the front line, medical staff are highly likely to develop mental health problems and an increased risk of psychological damage due to long COVID and wearing PPE. Dealing with COVID-19 creates negative responses. That means it is very necessary for nurses to have proper follow-up and workplace support in order to address the many and wide range psychological issues that may arise. The burden of psychological stress and mental health on nurses is almost too much to bear. Nurses have died fighting on the front line of COVID. In fact, they are still dying, and yet we are carrying on playing a vital role in fighting COVID to keep the public safe. However, this comes with the risk of being exposed to vulnerable, life-threatening situations due to the repeated exposure to life and death, particularly if the nurse has a vulnerable family member at home. The nurse's physical and psychological suffering is likely to increase. Many healthcare professionals are feeling burnt out and overwhelmed due to the pandemic. This might be because you are covering extra shifts because of a staff shortage, or perhaps you are forcing yourself to work when you are sick because you are worried about losing pay. Perhaps you are working regularly past the end of your shift simply because there is nobody to take over when you leave. This is enough to have a severe toll on your mental health and physical health, leaving you exhausted and stressed. Perhaps you are working so closely on the front line that you are reluctant to see other people, such as your friends and family, because you are worried about passing the virus on to them. This can be made particularly more difficult if you have a vulnerable family member. Let's talk solutions. All stakeholders who have a remote care for our healthcare professionals should be offering their full support to our healthcare heroes on the front line. All nurses want to do is improve people's health and well-being, and yet insufferable work conditions lead to a mass amount of nurses leaving the profession every year. At the moment, nearly 30% of registered nurses in the U.S. want to leave their current position. If we do not take action now to address the post-COVID response to nurses, there will be more patients left than the nurses to take care of them. This will lead to an increase in patient mortality and overall worse patient outcomes. Therefore, it is vital that we act now before it is too late. Prevention is always better than a cure. The first solution, and the solution that people are most crying out for, is that employers need to attract more good quality talent into nursing roles. By raising pay and offering fair working conditions with good employability and career progression, successful students who want to help others will be drawn into the profession. By having a higher staff number, the workload will be shared equally, reducing the pressure on the nurses. The government should launch educational campaigns that praise nurses using modern techniques such as social media, reels, in order to highlight how attractive the profession is. In addition, training as a nurse needs to be financially viable. This could be attracted by offering student loan forgiveness for nurses or extra financial support for those training to be nurses. How about childcare in every hospital? Should be an industry standard with a daycare for nurses to drop their children off while they do a busy shift. These are just a few ideas, but it's a start and better than what is being offered right now. A question to consider. What do you believe you would need in order to stay registered as a nurse? What do you think is the most troublesome aspect of the job you once loved? Is it the pay, the working conditions, the pandemic? Whatever it is, talk to your supervisor, your colleagues. You may be surprised by the solutions that come up. Two heads are always better than one, and a problem shared is a problem halved. We've come to the end of today's episode. And remember, you're not alone. This podcast and website, www.projectrenew.co, was born from the ashes and created to help you restore, revitalize, renew. This is Project Renew, and I look forward to sharing the next episode with you.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of the Project Renew podcast. Stay connected with us directly through projectrenew.co. You can also join the discussion on Twitter at Project Renew Pod and Instagram at Project Renew Podcast. If you would like to speak with us, please send an email through our website. As always, thank you for pushing your mindset and heart towards a better reality. This concludes the most thought-provoking portion of your day. Don't forget to like and subscribe to stay fully up to date. Until next time, be kind to yourself and each other. Don't you think it's time?